Tom Dave Gratian. Currently 63 degrees in Senla.
Now this morning with Gordon Beal on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Campuses under siege. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Nicole Murray. On this Thursday, April 25th, glad you could be with us. Here's what's up this hour.
The University of Southern California has closed its L.A. campus in response to pro-Palestinian demonstrators. There have been 93 arrests.
The Supreme Court today hears arguments about whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution.
The Chicago Bears have the first pick in the NFL draft tonight. The three-day event is being held in Detroit.
An American squeezed by the soaring cost of pet care.
The amount of consolidation that has happened in the business and the private equity firms that have come in has increased markedly, like about 25% or so in the last 10 years. And so those are companies that are much more interested in the bottom line.
Jorge Ortiz at USA Today on why the cost of veterinarian care is on the rise. Tensions remain high on college campuses across the country as pro-Palestinian demonstrations grow. At Columbia University, the protests began in response to school president Manoush Shafiq's congressional testimony last week over whether the school has done enough to protect Jewish students. Students have until tonight to take down their encampments. Columbia student Kamani James.
Our demands are the same. Divest, disclose, and amnesty for all. And our community is stronger than ever.
Meanwhile, students at other schools, including Brown, Emerson College, Harvard, Michigan, the University of Southern California, Cal Berkeley, and the University of Texas, are holding protests and establishing encampments. At the University of Texas at Austin, state troopers in riot gear, including some on horseback, began breaking up a group of protesters shortly after a demonstration yesterday. Elsewhere, Southern Cal has closed its campus due to protests, and there were 93 arrests. Several people once part of the Donald Trump inner circle have been indicted in Arizona for their alleged efforts to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in that state. The charges include fraud, forgery, conspiracy. Among the familiar names, advisors like former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, a Democrat, says a state grand jury approved criminal charges against 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Trump won.
The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
The Arizona indictments come as Trump and 18 of his associates face charges of racketeering, election fraud, and other charges in Fulton County, Georgia, over an alleged effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election there, including the alternate elector scheme. A divided Supreme Court is considering a case in which the health of women suffering medical emergencies during pregnancy is matched against an Idaho law that bans abortion. The justices seemed skeptical yesterday that federal law can require hospitals to provide emergency abortion care in states with strict bans on the procedure. Only the court's three liberal justices strongly backed the Biden administration's view that an emergency care law takes precedence over Idaho's strict ban that imposes penalties of up to 5 years in prison on doctors who perform the procedure except to save the mother's life. Emily Martin is chief program officer at National Women's Law Center.
It's caused a public health crisis. The legal uncertainty that providers are facing in states like Idaho is leading OBGYNs to flee states with abortion bans.
Conservative justices, who make up the majority of the court, suggested the federal government cannot force private hospitals that receive federal funds to violate a state's law. 10 minutes after the hour. On this morning, America's First News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The greatest heroes aren't just the ones with superpowers. They are the ordinary, everyday people, just like you, who step up and rise to the challenge. And now, we need more heroes to help protect those most at risk. To push through the challenges for our families, friends, and communities. You don't have to wear a cape, just a mask. Continue social distancing and washing hands, and get vaccinated as soon as you can. Together, we'll win this fight. Learn more at nfid.org.
Joey from Vermont, a farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina, a single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
More than ever, where you get your news matters. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Thursday. President Biden's announcement last week that his administration would seek to forgive billions of dollars worth of federal student loans was cheered by progressives, the latest in a string of actions he's taken to shore up support from the left, annoying the center in the process. That has some Democrats worrying he is making a big mistake in the battle with Donald Trump. It's a story by Molly Ball, senior political correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. Molly, what do we have?
Those traditional, stereotypical, moderate and independent swing voters that tend to decide elections, and that is where Trump really seems to be beating him right now. We looked at some data that shows not only that Trump in our poll and many others leads Biden with independents, whereas both candidates are drawing about the same proportion of their respective parties, but also some analysis of which voters, you know, voted for Biden in 2020, but now are saying they're going to vote for Donald Trump. And those are primarily moderate and conservative-leaning voters, not liberal voters. Mm.
What is it, Molly, that polling says moderate voters want?
If I could answer that question, maybe I'd be present. But I think, you know, the census that I spoke to for this piece pointed to a number of areas where on high-profile, hot-button issues, the president does seem to be sort of pandering to the left. We see, you know, on the economy, the president has talked a lot about taxing the rich, not very much about the deficit, which we have some evidence, again, that particularly moderate voters would like to hear more about. Getting tough on the border, that is something that is supported by a lot of voters in polls. And then when you look at Israel, you know, a lot of Republicans accuse the president of sort of making Israel policy with those protesters in mind, worrying about, you know, Arab American voters in Michigan and that kind of thing. But the majority of American voters still consistently do support Israel and want to see America stand with Israel, even if they don't totally support, you know, the Israel's conduct in the current conflict.
We'll speak with Molly Ball, senior political correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. The story is called "While Biden Worries About the Left, the Voters He Needs Are in the Center." Touch on immigration here too.
Yeah, immigration is obviously a very tricky issue for the president. He's getting pressure from his progressive base not to restrict, not to do anything, not to crack down on the border. He has gradually gotten tougher in his rhetoric. He did endorse that bipartisan Senate deal that then did not pass after Trump came out against it. But he hasn't come out with any executive orders, despite alluding to the idea that he might, and we reported that in part this is because he hears a blowback from the left. In our poll and in a lot of other polling, voters really do want to see the president get tough on the border, do something about the border, and he hasn't done that, and it seems to be hurting him politically.
Finish up, if you would, Molly, by explaining why some strategists say the president should not be tacking to the center.
About political strategy, do you, you know, play to the base or do you think through in politics? And you will always hear some strategists on both sides who will say, no, what you really need is an energized base. There really aren't swing voters in America anymore. And you risk muddying the message if you try too much to, in this case, or if you're a Democrat, try too much to sound like a Republican. You're really just going to demobilize your base and confuse those voters who maybe need a reason to get excited about the election. Another thing that I heard reporting this story was the idea that this could be an issue of timing, that the president needs to shore up his base right now. We're pretty early in the general election process, but that when we get to the fall, when voters are more engaged, particularly those less frequent voters, that perhaps that is when we will hear him talking more about some of his more centrist positions.
Thanks, Molly. Molly Ball, senior political correspondent at the Wall Street Journal. This portion of the program is brought to you by Leaf Filter. If you're a homeowner like me, you know that clogged gutters can cause extensive problems, and getting up on a ladder to clean? Yeah, no thanks. That's why it's a great time to upgrade to a permanent solution with my friends at Leaf Filter. Right now, you can save up to 30% on your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Gordon. Trust me, an investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your whole home from flooding, roof damage, mold, foundation rot. Leaf Filter takes care of everything from start to finish. There's a free inspection, estimate, and lifetime guarantee. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Gordon. That's a free inspection and up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/Gordon. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. Leaffilter.com/Gordon. Again, leaffilter.com/Gordon. 19 minutes after the hour on this morning. Here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Political leaders are calling for Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq to step down as pro-Palestinian protests continue at its New York City campus and have spread across the country. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who visited the campus.
Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob rule. To overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion.
Dozens of arrests have been made at the University of Southern California and the University of Texas.
Number two.
Arizona's State House has voted to repeal the 160-year-old law that bans nearly all abortions. Arizona House Speaker Ben Toma.
Democrats apparently believe that abortions should occur with no limits and no regulations. I fervently disagree with those who advocate for extremism through unlimited, unrestricted, and unregulated abortions.
The state Senate will vote on the measure next week.
Number three.
The Department of Agriculture has announced three major changes to nutrition standards for school meals. Starting next year and extending into 2027, there will be newly imposed limits on the amount of sugar and salt that can be in school breakfasts and lunches. A student has been killed after being fatally shot at James Bowie High School in Arlington, Texas. Police say the 17-year-old suspect, believed to be responsible for yesterday's attack, is already in custody. Surgeons at NYU Langone Health have made history. A terminally ill patient has become the first person in the world to undergo a gene-edited pig kidney transplant and also have a mechanical heart bump surgically implanted. Hospital officials say the recipient, 54-year-old Lisa Paisano, continues to recover well. A woman in Tennessee has been met with a rather unwelcoming guest, a woodpecker continuously ringing her doorbell. She even caught some of the weird encounter on camera. That sounds like someone like mom,
yeah,
dad.
It almost seems like that's mellow for a woodpecker.
Really?
Because I think they can peck like 20 times per second.
Oh, so he's trying to be insane. A little bit
I think
more
he was being polite.
Yeah, okay.
Think she might be appreciative.
Gordon.
This was a polite woodpecker.
Gordon.
Yeah, hey.
Gordon.
Hey.
Gordon.
Hey. 22 minutes after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke, but what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Thanks for joining us as As Americans of all income levels care for their cherished animals, they're facing bigger vet bills that can substantially impact their finances and sometimes complicate already wrenching decisions. It's a story by Jorge Ortiz, national correspondent at USA Today. Jorge, explain.
Well, when we look at an increase, a 60% increase in the cost of vet care over a decade, it really shakes you as a consumer, because that's a large amount. And there have been a bunch of reasons for that. The pandemic definitely had an impact, because pet adoption soared, and there was more need for vet care. We can go over several of the reasons. Most of it has to do with the cost of labor, which represents about 60% of the expense of running a vet practice. And, of course, those costs get passed along to customers.
Boy, there was a couple you spoke to in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, and I got the sense, kind of reading between the lines of your story, that they felt there was some gouging going on. Is that an issue?
I spoke with an expert about that, and the couple felt a little, they wouldn't use that term, but they felt like, there were instances where they could have saved some costs if, the people at the vet clinic had, suggested, hey, you could get cheaper medications this way, for example. But from the people I spoke with, that was not really the thrust of it. It's more that things have gotten more expensive. There's a shortage of vets. Some of them left the practice during the pandemic, it was a very stressful time. There aren't that many vet schools in the nation. So between that and then a constant dearth of technicians. Technicians have been traditionally underpaid. They're very, very critical to a practice. So, with a labor shortage throughout the country, a tight labor market, they're finding other opportunities that pay better at other jobs. And, it has increased the shortage for technicians. So that's something the industry is trying to address. And, one of the ways to do it is to pay more. So if they make a higher salary, that ends up coming out of the pockets of our customers sooner or later.
We're speaking with Jorge Ortiz, national correspondent at USA Today. His story is called "A Big Pet Peeve: Soaring Costs of Vet Care Bite Into Owners' Budgets." You know it as a pet owner. I know it as a pet owner. Sometimes we just don't draw the line. We're going to pay what it takes to get our pet healthy. That's part of it, I guess, here too.
It is. And, the example of the young couple you spoke with it comes to life in that case. They're saving money to have a baby. They started, as he said, swiping the visa, and we'll deal with it later, because their dog had been attacked and, had a gash in the chest. It was a critical injury and, required several surgeries. They spent $17,000 in vet bills over 4 months. And that's not an expense that many young people can deal with. A lot of either more mature people can't either. It's a big blow.
You brought an interesting angle into this conversation in your story, and that's that a lot of these veterinary services place are now under the umbrella of a broader company, which may be more profit-focused. Explain that.
Absolutely. The amount of consolidation that has happened in the business and the private equity firm that have come in has increased markedly, like about 25% or so in the last 10 years. And so those are companies that are much more interested in the bottom line.
Thanks, Jorge. Jorge Ortiz, national correspondent at USA Today. 30 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. While home prices remain elevated around the country, there are signs of some retreat. According to real estate database Adam, profit margins on median-priced single-family home and condo sales decreased just over 55% in the first quarter. That's the smallest level in more than 2 years. The drop in profit margins comes as the median nationwide home price went down by 4.3% to $330,000. An upbeat outlook is on the menu at Chipotle Mexican Grill, as limited-time offers such as chicken al pastor help boost demand. Even as other chains struggle to improve customer traffic, the burrito chain now expects closely watched comparable store sales at restaurants open for more than a year to rise by as much as a high single-digit percentage. That's up from the prior expectation. Now, Wall Street may lose ground at the opening bell here this morning as stock futures are pointing lower. Steve Potusk, Bloomberg Radio.
Free Palestine!
93 students at USC were arrested on trespassing charges last night as pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses.
We want the university to recognize and acknowledge to its student body that there is a genocide happening to our families.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today on whether former President Trump is immune from criminal prosecution. The question for former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Do we have a country where somebody who's elected as president can commit a crime and never face the criminal justice system?
Economists expect about 2.5% growth when the Commerce Department releases the latest GDP numbers this morning. As for how they'll affect interest rates, business analyst Joe Schlesinger.
Given the expected reading, it is likely that the Federal Reserve will not do anything when they begin their two-day meeting next week.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Listen to the all-new Central Louisiana Economic Update with Matt Ritchie every other Tuesday morning on KSYL Talk Radio 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and KSYL.com.
Have a Class A or B CDL? Want to drive a local route every day? If you said yes, then you're who we're looking for. Waste Connections of Alexandria, Natchitoches, and Lafayette is hiring drivers with CDL license. You'll get competitive wages, paid vacations, a company stock program, a 401k with company match, medical, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance, and a local route with you at home with your family every night. Apply now at wasteconnections.com/employment. That's wasteconnections.com.
Life is good. You're home, relaxing with your family, when all of a sudden, a cockroach runs across your counter. It's time to call Pest Aid. Pest Aid Company is locally owned and operated and has been keeping Sinlaw homes and businesses pest-free for decades. So when the pests start running in your home, call Pest Aid Company for a treatment, or they'll sell you what you need to do it yourself. Make life good again with Pest Aid Company. Like them on Facebook.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Star team of the world's best journalists bring you the facts each and every morning. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Thursday, April 25. Gordon Deal with Nicole Murray. Some of our top stories and headlines. Several former Trump advisors indicted on election conspiracy charges in Arizona. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations closed the campus at the University of Southern California. Supreme Court will hear Trump immunity arguments today. New DOT rules mean airlines are required to provide cash refunds instead of vouchers for some canceled or delayed flights. Got to pay $5 starting today if you're a day tripper to Venice, Italy. And the youngest person with Down syndrome to finish the London Marathon. His story in about 20 minutes. This portion of the program is brought to you by Dell. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Dell Technologies and Intel are pushing what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Score one for the little guy. The Federal Trade Commission has voted to ban most non-compete agreements, a watershed moment for the U.S. workforce that faces an uncertain future. These common agreements currently bar employees from leaving to work for competitors or start a competing business. The new rule prevents companies to use them moving forward, and it retroactively wipes out most existing agreements. Here's Taylor Giorno, business and lobbying reporter at The Hill. Taylor, give us the basics.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big deal on Tuesday when the Federal Trade Commission voted to approve this rule that has been in the works since January 2023, and it would effectively ban all new non-compete agreements for workers in the United States. And that applies to nearly 18% of the U.S. workforce, or 30 million people.
Wow.
It's notable, though, there were legal challenges expected, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Business Roundtable, and a few other business groups sued the FTC to block its implementation this morning. So even though it was supposed to go into effect in about 3 months, that timeline is extended, and we're not sure when it's going to potentially go into effect, if it will at all anymore.
Yeah. Okay. So from kind of a basics standpoint, those in favor, I think to a certain extent, would argue, hey, why does a company have a right to prevent me from earning a living if I were to go somewhere else? And then the other side sort of says, well, we got to protect our secrets and such, right? Explain the arguments.
Yeah, absolutely. So proponents of the rule, which includes 3 out of the 5 FTC commissioners, President Biden and Democrats, and as well as labor advocates, say that banning non-competes is a really key step that's going to allow workers to change jobs more easily in the industry, that'll allow them to seek higher pay, better working conditions, and that it's going to promote entrepreneurship and competition in the U.S. economy. The FTC estimates that just by banning all non-competes, there's going to be about 8,500 new startups each year. Because these non-competes, they currently prevent workers from seeking new jobs with competitors or starting a competing business when they leave.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, something that businesses aren't really a fan of. They want to keep the investment that they've made in their employees. They don't want their trade secrets going elsewhere. However, a few lawyers have noted that there are, of course, alternative ways to protect those trade secrets, including non-disclosure agreements and confidentiality agreements.
Now, I was going to say, so what can employers do, let's say, if this rule winds up sticking?
If it ends up sticking, it's going to shake up, I think, a lot of the way that businesses do handle these non-competes. Like I said, about 18% of the U.S. workforce is covered by these non-compete agreements. So there are those options, like I said, of non-disclosure agreements or confidentiality agreements. But at the bottom line, these businesses are going to probably have to compete with each other for labor. And that may mean higher wages, better benefits, or more training to really retain these workers.
We're speaking with Taylor Giorno, business and lobbying reporter at The Hill. Her story is called What to Know About the FTC Ban on Non-Compete Agreements. I guess part of the question here, too, is does the FTC have the authority here, right?
Yeah, business groups contend that they do not. That's sort of the heart of the lawsuit that the Chamber and the Business Roundtable and these other business groups filed. Non-compete agreements have sort of been seen as in the state domain for a long time. And they contend that the FTC does not have the authority to basically promulgate this rulemaking without the express permission of Congress. Now, there are a few bills that have been introduced. They're bipartisan bills that would limit the use of non-compete agreements. However, those are not likely to pass. And again, they haven't not been passed to give the agency this authority. However, the agency says that they do have the authority to basically ban non-competes because it's within their mandate to promote competition and protect workers.
Mm. So explain, I guess, a little more about why companies might be opposed to this or why different groups might be opposed.
In terms of a little bit more about why they might be opposed, I mean, of course, you particularly in healthcare settings or tech startups, these are sectors where you see more non-competes maybe than you would see in the other areas. So for tech startups in particular, you know, you go in, you have this innovative new idea, you want to retain employees, and you don't really want someone necessarily going out and starting a competing business that may use some of those trade secrets or give them an edge when they're competing with you in general.
Thanks, Taylor. Taylor Giorno, business and lobbying reporter at The Hill. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, invading personal space on a plane by man-spreading. Let me introduce the sports fans to Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. On Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Here come the basketball and hockey postseasons, plus soccer's underway. So maybe on a single entry, you choose LeBron James for more than 23 points and Connor McDavid for less than 3 assists, plus Lionel Messi for more than 1 goal. You can now win up to 100 times your money. With as little as 4 correct picks, you can turn $10 into $1,000. Download the app today and use code DEAL for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code DEAL on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app and use code DEAL for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. That's Dell.com/.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by...
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
With us. Welcome into Friday Eve. Time now for the mic drop with This Morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, it seems that we still can't figure out how to behave on airplanes, and one man is being called out for making another passenger's life miserable on a recent flight. A woman in a window seat posted a picture to Reddit to show how she was forced to sit all scrunched up after the man in the middle seat made himself at home for the entirety of the 4-hour flight. The man's left leg can be clearly seen crossing into her personal space, eliciting accusations of man-spreading from commenters who saw it. Some say they had anxiety just looking at the picture. Others had tips saying that, sadly, you have to be aggressive about claiming your personal space on a flight. Some super tall people chimed in about how they cope with infringing on their neighbors. Others blame the airlines for reducing seat space so they can cram more bodies onto each flight.
Yes.
I think we're all a little bit to blame here. Let's start with the airlines because they're fun to blame.
Yeah.
But this guy didn't even seem to make any attempt to keep his legs within their boundaries.
I think I may go that route accidentally if I fall asleep.
Right.
But that's I do try to pay attention to that. I try to jam my feet underneath the seat in front of me.
Yes.
Using my carry-on bag that's jammed underneath the seat as a wedge so my feet don't move.
That's not a bad idea.
Because I also get those full-body spasms sometimes, too. And my legs shoot up. I smash the tray table and all that. It's embarrassing.
You're a lot of fun. You're going to be on the next Reddit story that we do about the guy who had the spasm in the middle of flight and stuff went flying everywhere.
I try to pay attention to the man spreading, but it really is comfortable to do it that way, I must say.
It's not easy. And we've talked a lot about gators, snakes, and other animals getting up close and personal with humans, but they've got nothing on Britain's boldest animals, the seagulls. According to the Mirror, the gulls are getting more aggressive in the UK, forming notorious gangs in seaside towns like Liverpool. One gang there is reportedly led by a bird named Bugsy Seagull, named after the infamous American gangster. Another has been dubbed Steven Seagull, after the 90s action star. One woman has a gull she's named Judas that has taken over her yard, but also helps to keep other birds away as long as she keeps a steady supply of pizza, fruit, and his other favorites coming in. In Scotland, one woman reported being besieged by greedy gulls that tap on her window demanding food when they're hungry.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they come around because we feed them.
Well, yeah.
Stop feeding them, please. Yeah, everybody, stop.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it started, right? They were sort of in the area and we started feeding them and they said, okay, well, now you have to give me food.
Right.
Now it's not even a choice at this point. This is how we survive, is by eating human food.
This is, I think, a common thing at beaches, though, stringing up fishing line above your patio or outdoor eating area.
Okay.
Because they can't really see the fishing, or the customers can't really see the fishing line, and it stops the birds from descending.
Oh, okay.
But like on a beach, I don't know what you do. Once that family from New York comes to the Jersey Shore and starts tossing food to the gulls, here come the seagulls.
Oh, yeah. No locals, Gordon.
It's only the New Yorkers doing it.
Yeah, New Jerseyans would never do that.
Yeah, the occasional Philadelphia people. It's not New Jersey people.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes in front of the hour. On This Morning, America's First News.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you. Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing? That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/deal and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hi, I'm Colonel Greg Gadsden, retired Army colonel and former garrison commander of Fort Belvoir and proud U.S. veteran. I know from personal experience that the road to recovery can be difficult. If you've recently filed a VA disability claim and have to attend a VA claim exam, you've likely got questions. Search compensation and pension exam on VA.gov for the answers you need and the benefits you've earned. Your VA claim exam. Know what's next.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dave Glowy, President and CEO of the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
In the aftermath of a disaster, victims just want to get their lives back together. But the NICB is warning there are some fraudulent contractors who may approach you after a storm for a quick fix. They'll say anything as long as they can get you to sign a contract and hand over a payment. Don't be a victim twice. Know who you're dealing with and remember, if you didn't request it, reject it. To report fraud, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. This is a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Now, more than ever, where you get your news matters. Start your day with the facts. This is America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for joining us. Even with lingering inflation, relatively high interest rates, and several years of off and on supply chain issues, there are some tremendous values to be found in the used car market, especially on a $20,000 budget. Kelley Blue Book published a list for MarketWatch. Number one, the 2019 Honda Accord, winner of KBB's five-year cost-to-own award in the midsize category when new. It's well-equipped, spacious, comfortable, and great to drive. Number two, the 2020 Toyota Camry. All-wheel drive is available, as is your choice of a stout V6, efficient four-cylinder, or even a more efficient hybrid with a combined 40 miles per gallon. Third on the list of used cars for a $20,000 budget, the 2019 Toyota Prius, up to 52 miles per gallon, also available in all-wheel drive. Number four, the 2021 Honda Civic. Also on the list, the 2021 Mazda 3 and the 2021 Chevy Bolt EV. 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Nicole Murray.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
An Arizona grand jury has indicted 11 Republicans and 7 of Donald Trump's former top aides on election conspiracy charges. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays.
We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
Among those indicted are Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows.
Number two.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has questioned Chinese government officials over what the U.S. describes as unfair trade practices during his first full day of meetings in Shanghai.
We have an obligation for our people, and indeed an obligation for the world, to manage the relationship between our two countries responsibly.
China has strongly objected any wrongdoing.
Number three.
The Biden administration has unveiled new rules that will require airlines to automatically give cash refunds to passengers for canceled or significantly delayed flights. Refunds will be required for domestic flights pushed back by at least 3 hours and international by 6. TikTok CEO Shou Chu says the company will go to court and fight to remain online in the U.S. after President Biden signed a potential ban into law.
It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom.
TikTok's parent company ByteDance now has 9 months to divest. A restaurant in Italy is challenging customers. Can you go without your phone for an entire meal? If you think you can do it, the restaurant Al Condominio will give you a free bottle of wine. But the decision is final. Your phone will go in its own box under lock and key at the restaurant's entrance.
Man, for a bottle of wine?
I'd do it.
For the whole meal?
You don't think you could do it?
That'd be simple. Simple.
Like how many bottles can we get?
I'd have to get a wine rack. This would be slam dunk easy. Thank you, Nicole. 6 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I am studying to be a NICU nurse to give back that same care that I received. I was born at 26 weeks and was in the NICU for 89 days. Having a support system like March of Dimes is just, it's needed, it's necessary. Improving maternal and infant health is as important today as it was then. Join me in making a difference in the lives of families everywhere.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
I truly believe, just as God assigns angels to us,
it's the unknown.
I think the devil, and he puts a vulgar twist on it.
It's the unexpected.
I think he assigns demons to us.
It's the unbelievable.
And when those demons are assigned, they get to know everything about that person.
Coast to Coast AM, late nights.
As crazy as that may sound, I truly believe there's something to it.
Overnights, it's Coast to Coast AM on Talk Radio 970 KSYL.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
A teenager in the UK has become the youngest person with Down syndrome ever to finish the London Marathon. 19-year-old Lloyd Martin received a Guinness World Records plaque at the finish line. Says it's a dream come true and celebrated the 26.4 miles with some pretty fly dance moves. GoodNewsNetwork.org says he ran continuously for the first 14 miles, a personal best, before switching to bouts of walking and jogging. Running is in the family. His mom, Sherry Hooper, represented Wales internationally in track and field competitions and ensured that her son Lloyd had all the training and motivation he needed when he set his mind on the task of a marathon. He developed his strength and stamina mainly through 5K races. Mom has run 6 marathons in her life, 4 times in London, plus Boston and Chicago. The Special Olympics Organization for Great Britain helped Lloyd get everything prepared for the race, where he became the youngest person ever to finish in the intellectual impairment category. That'll do it for this hour. For Nicole Murray and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Look at my husband Tom's favorite shirt. This is a ketchup stain. We got soy sauce over here, mustard here, Tabasco, chocolate syrup. I'm not worried. I'll just take it to Craig's.
At Craig's Cleaners, tough stains are no problem. Finicky hard clean fabrics are no problem either.
Wow, honey. Great job on my shirt. Now, what's for supper?
just dependable, professional dry cleaning. Craig's Cleaners, 1746 Elliott Street, 1305 Metro Drive, or Highway 28 East at the Pineville Expressway.
John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For easy ways to make home safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYO, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria. It's 6 o'clock.